make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Let's start the show. Tristan, don't mention it.
We're
back to Radio Pizza Party.
You're back after a week of waiting.
An entire week, no show last week.
Entire Dose Week Arenas.
Dose Week Arenas.
So this is Radio Pizza
at
Party.
Of a month of Rooney.
On CITR
101.9
FM, broadcasting from
the University of British Columbia.
On the unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
That's that.
So Jack, what do you inform the listeners?
What's the show? The show is myself. That's Jack Lamming.
Yeah, that's Jack.
Do
you have a middle name in this today?
A new one for today?
Yeah,
Clayton.
Oh, great middle name.
Great, thank you.
The middle name of champions. John Mayer has that middle name.
Really, John Clayton Mayer?
Yeah.
Cool.
A little fun fact.
Wow. Does anybody else you know have that nickname?
If I knew someone who had that last name, I'd probably think they're probably pretty cool and had a great radio show.
Wait, nickname, last name, or middle name?
What if you knew a guy whose last name was Clayton and his middle name was Clayton and his nickname, so he was Clayton?
That'd be wild. I'd be...
What?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
We have a guest today
who's
talking out of turn.
Out of turn. So I am Tristan Clayton Wheeler.
Yes, I'm Jack Lamming. Our show, the way it works, we have a guest.
The way it always works. It doesn't change.
It never changes.
You guys keep asking.
It never changes. From time to time, we have a guest.
Yeah.
Every time. It never changes from time to time, we have a guest.
We're getting flood of emails. Please change this. And we're like, no.
It never will. We have been the exact same from the day we started. And we have a guest.
Who is named. One second.
Angela O'Donnell.
That actually didn't spike anything out. That was good work.
Yeah.
You can do that every time.
Angela O'Donnell.
So Angela O'Donnell is our guest today. Angela, introduce yourself. What's your name?
My name is Angela O'Donnell.
Oh, cool. I got it right.
Yeah.
Angela O'Donnell.
All right, a bit further
makes
away
it sound
time.
Like I'm like about to be arrested.
Come out with your hands up.
Maybe, hey, the show goes well, maybe you get arrested.
It's happened before. If a show goes really well, we just get arrested.
Yeah, the police come, they say, this is too good. You're making us look bad.
Yeah.
Like, what? Who? Why? And you're like, it just is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angela, what's your deal?
What's my deal?
Yeah.
My deal is mm-hmm. I'm from Vancouver Island.
That is a big part of your deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela's also a person.
Wait, you're from the island?
Yeah. No. Vancouver Island.
Which island?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like
Jamaica.
No.
Not like Key West.
No.
Key West.
No, Vancouver Island. Have you guys been to it? That's where Victoria is the capital.
That's where Victoria is the capital.
Yeah. Hmm.
Is the Victoria not the capital in Vancouver?
No. Vancouver's the capital of Vancouver.
Hmm.
I'm not sure how correct that is.
I don't know how that tracks, but I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm, right?
It might not. I think it does.
I think it does.
It is warm in here.
Yeah, it's a toasty day for a toasty crew of friends. So, Angela, what have you been up to these days? What have you been up to yesterday, last day, week, so far?
I have pretty much stopped riding my bike. I rode my bike every single day this summer. And now that it's September, I'm just not riding.
Did you stop
anymore.
Mid-ride? And you're like, I'm done.
Did you throw it down? You were like, you know what? I see a cloud on the horizon.
It was actually like I got on a bus. I like put it on the bus. And then when I was getting off the bus, I was like, I don't want it anymore. So I was just let the bus go away.
Be gone from me, cruel bike.
And the bus driver was like, hey, this is your bike. This is your bike. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Stop that. Stop saying lies to me.
And then just walked off.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've done that before.
You have?
It was with a kid, though.
Oh, you left a kid on the bus?
Yeah.
Whose kid?
I don't know.
Oh, so you just saw a kid.
I do it quite often.
Oh, so you just saw a kid and just left it.
Yeah.
That's very normal.
Like, I won't be mad if I never see this kid again.
I mean, that's probably healthy. Because you're going to see a lot of kids in your life, just like on the streets. Kids on the streets.
How many of them? What if I was mad every time I didn't see a kid again? That would be weird.
Like, if you're... yeah, that would be.
I'm never going to
That what?
That freaking kid.
That little kid.
I'm never going to see that little kid again.
Yeah. things are heating up in this room.
Things are heating up.
We're going to start doing some Howard Stern-esque things. We're going to, what does he do? Make fun of people.
For things they can't control?
Yeah.
Sounds like a certain somebody I know making fun of my nickname so much.
What's your nickname?
Clayton.
Oh, yeah. That's something you can't control. Granted, a name is something you can control. There's nothing stopping you from going to the bureau.
Don't you have names? To pay money, though? Your financial situation.
That's true.
What if I wanted to change my name to, say, Michael Richards?
Okay, so you wanted to be the same name as Michael Richards, the actor?
No.
No?
I just thought
you
I always
just liked that name.
I liked having two first names, one of them being plural.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. I'd also go for John Jacks.
Andrew Jackson?
No.
Andrews Jackson.
Andrews Jackson? This is
I'd take
double
that.
Plum? Yeah. Okay, so you want to change your name to that. What would you do?
I'd go to the Bureau of Names.
Great.
I'd throw my old name in the fire like they do with a new pope.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd throw my new name in the other fire.
Yeah, there's two different fires.
And then the camera would watch the top of the chimney and they'd be like, he selected a new name.
The camera. Yeah.
Yeah. CNN, their camera.
Yeah, they have that name channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great channel. It's
the channel of named names.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it stands for.
Channel of named names. Yeah. It's not the CNN, what is it?
Cable News Network.
Cable News Network. Or as Angela likes to say, the Clinton News Network, as Angela
Whoa, Angela.
I never say that.
The election's over, Angela.
Never say that. Only something.
You never say that in public. Mm-hmm. She's denying it now.
Yeah.
Ted Turner's face on a dartboard.
Anyway, Ted Turner, okay.
He started it. He had Angela's face on a dartboard. Speaking of things you can't control, let's go into some news.
Welcome to some news to discuss.
This is our news segment.
Our news segment where we talk about the news.
Tristan,
we wax poetic.
About the news.
About the news.
Shall we start?
Yes, we shall. Let's turn off the mics.
Yep.
All right. That was that.
That was news.
We had to talk about something.
Yeah. Okay. I'll start. Do you want to take the second one and then I'll take the third?
I think we have a third person, so maybe Angela could take the third.
I guess. All right. I'll start with the first one listed here.
Okay.
Burt Reynolds, fine purveyor of American cars and shots that my dad likes, has died at age 82.
Oh, resting in peace, I hope he is.
Yeah.
As they say.
Your dad likes Burt Reynolds shots?
I
mean, my dad?
Someone's dad. Someone's dad who wrote this headline.
Yeah.
I remember
one of the interns.
They went somewhere and with their dad, and that's something that their dad ordered.
Yeah.
Just a little fun fact.
Do you think Burt Reynolds ever drank Burt Reynolds shots? He'd walk up to a bar and say,
"I would like
one of me, please."
He'd be like, "Hey, ID me." And they're like, "What?" He's like, "ID me." He's like, "That's also my order."
Yeah, I'll take one of these. You want a Reynolds Burt?
Yeah.
What?
It's probably. Do you think was that his real name, Burt Reynolds? Do you think?
I think it was Bartholomew Reynolds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you sing the Google song, I can look it up.
Google. So, Angela, what was your experience with Burt Reynolds? Like, what do you know much? What is your experiences?
The only thing that I know Burt Reynolds from is that episode of Community where they all dress up what's the word for when someone dresses up like a celebrity? A celebrity impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
Like Pierce. So Chevy Chase dresses up like him, I think.
Okay.
Because yesterday I saw that he died, and I thought that it was the Magnum P.I. guy.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
No, there are
real bad.
They're similar type guys.
Yeah.
Similar mustaches.
Both kind of masculine, mm-hmm. 80s, 70s guys. So that's, I think that's justified.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Jack, what did we get on
his
Burt Reynolds'
name? His name is Burton.
Burton?
Like the snowboard. That's apparently what Burt is short for.
Huh.
In every situation?
Well,
probably Albert. That's different.
Maybe. No. Because then it would be Burt with an E.
Yeah, but people are called Bill, and they add a B. People are called Bell. That's, they add a B and an E. People are called Ben. That's when they take away all the L's and change the E to an I, or I to an E, and
true.
A to B.
Bert is a given name and also shortened form of
other
names.
It is a given name, Good. So far, so good.
I'd rather have a taken name. And also,
give her than a taker.
It's not just a given name. It's a shortened form of other names such as Burton and Herbert. So you can be named Burton and Herbert, and they just call you Bert.
Burton Herbert.
Burton and Herbert.
So you'd be Bert Bert.
Bert Bert.
Bert Bert.
Bert Bert.
My grandfather's name was Herbert, but he went by Herb. He still goes by
That's a better way to go, I think, with the name Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if his full name was Herbin?
Ooh.
like it was like a Burton thing, but for Herb.
Like a Herbin onion bagel.
Yeah, exactly. Was his middle name Onion Bagel?
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Herbin Onion Bagel O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I said was, I think.
What?
Is he alive?
Yeah, he is.
Okay,
I messed
cool.
that up in my own mind.
Okay.
All right, Tristan, you want to take the second one?
I'll take the second one.
I'm assuming you have the show notes up.
Yeah, I do, but okay, they're just in a different order than that.
I know, I didn't want to read the first one.
You don't?
I didn't want to.
Okay, so Anonymous has made an opinion about the White House. That's right, Anonymous, right? Is that what happened? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's why they signed it with We Are Legion.
Yeah.
Good one.
Good one. To whoever wrote that. Funny. Funny. So, yeah, there's that op-ed that is anonymous to the White House. Like, what do you think of this, Angela? Hey, Angela, we were talking about the White House opinion thing. What's your take?
I read so little, so.
You're a writer.
I know.
Angela O'Donnell.
Please come to the principal's office. Now you say it, Tristan.
Angela O'Donnell, please come to the principal's office. I have a surprise.
Don't go.
That could be
Do
good.
Do not go
that
to the
That could
principal.
Be good. You should go.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
What if you got called to the principal's office and he had a puppy for you?
That'd be so great.
Then you got an A on the test.
Aww.
But when Angela was growing up, her dad was kind of not the principal, but was a teacher.
Yeah. Whoa, okay. How did you remember that?
A teacher of what? Children?
Yeah.
Cool.
He taught social studies. That's why I'm real good at social studies.
Tell me a social study.
Yeah, one social and one study.
Did you know?
No, actually. Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
That the railroad.
It did
Whoa.
What?
No, I like that.
Oh, the railroad.
That's the study.
Yeah.
The study of railroads.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a social?
Did you know that the railroad is having a party?
Ooh,
yeah.
Are we invited?
No.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I don't like that.
And that's how the NDP got started? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall I read this last one, Jack, or do you want to? Or should we get Angela?
Angela.
Okay. It's just this one right here.
Don't read anything else.
Yeah. Don't read this.
You are not allowed.
Oops. I have a touch screen.
Okay. Chili powder has been recalled due to salmonella scare.
Read it out exactly as it's spelled.
Due to A.
Okay. You want me to read this whole thing?
Yeah. You have to read it out exactly as it's spelled.
Exactly
no
as
edits.
Everything's written. Okay.
I better...
Chili powder has been recalled due to a salmonella scare. At least that's why I told my in-laws I didn't want any of Maria's famous dirt chili. Oh, I messed that up so bad.
So there's a chili powder salmonella scare. Did you see that?
No.
In like Canada. Like Compliments, like, you know, like when you go to like, I think the Walmart brand is Compliments.
Yeah.
The chili powder that they have is apparently has salmonella in it. Maybe.
How did it get into chili powder?
That's the scary thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, fish should not be near chili powder.
You can get, yeah. At least, especially in color. Yeah. So I guess that has been some news to discuss.
Boom. Give us the news theme.
Angela O'Donnell.
Yep.
All right.
So why don't we, after the news to discuss, Angela, what are you doing? Do you have something to say?
No texting on the show.
No texting on the show.
Sorry.
If you text on the show, you got to go.
To the principal's office?
Yeah, and
no.
He's going to give you a dog, but an old one, a really old one.
No.
I got a dog for you.
And he's old.
He just said, that's I'm just quoting what it says.
What the principal said?
Yeah.
Principal.
So, Skinner. All right, why don't we pick our topic for the today's conversation?
Angela?
Yeah.
Give us a number between 1 and 1,000.
1 and 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preferably in the latter part of the...
The latter part?
Like latter, maybe latter 500 to 600.
Okay.
Latter 500 to the earlier 600.
Could I?
Preferably. You don't have to. It's a suggestion.
And then maybe like the latter 50 in that.
Do you want like a really specific number?
Well, I mean, yeah. We only have one topic, so you better get it right.
560.
Mm-hmm.
560,
500?
Yeah.
No,
that's too much.
No.
We said 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 100,000.
No.
Let's try one more time.
500.
Mm-hmm. 62. Oh.
She's 7 short, but I'll give it to her.
Woo!
The topic is forgetting the theme song. No, it's back to school.
And we whipped up a little something for back to school.
Yes, we did. I'm guessing it's...
Click that link that's right there. Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Didn't really label it well.
Sorry.
Label things better.
Sorry. Put it kind of louder. Yeah.
I'm going to let you take this one.
Yeah,
you,
no, this is for me. Can I see it on your screen a bit? No, like this. Yeah. Back to school, everybody.
We're back.
We're back. You ready?
Is this a rap?
Well, I paid for class. Skip Sunday mass. Because I had to study. For my class. I can't hang out. I got to read. If that's lame, hear me out. School's back from summer. School's back for autumn. School is here for learning. Okay, that's good.
That's everything?
So we got back to school. Angela, what are you excited for most about back to school?
I'm just like really excited. I'm excited to be back to school because when you're at school, you have so much time. Like, you know, when you work and you're doing your job, and you just do your job for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours is a long time. Classes are like an hour. And today I only had one class and it was an hour.
And then you had all the other time.
Yeah, all my other time.
Which you should be like studying, I guess, or something. But you could do other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, what are you excited for back to school?
I'm excited to read a lot of books that I really care about, books about manufacturing in the American Revolution. Mm. Can't wait for that one.
Mary Cool.
Yeah. Mary Cool. You know her too?
Mary Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of Daddy Cool.
Oh, he is cool. He's the daddy of cool.
Yeah. Boney M. wrote a song about him. He's so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Rasputin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Daddy Cool Rasputin.
Yeah.
Different guy than the Russian monk.
Yeah.
Very, yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm in a Soviet history course. That's the thing to be excited about.
Ooh.
It's a Soviet history course, but it's a year long, so the professor is taking his time.
Very cool. Very cool.
We talked about the Mongols today.
The Mongols.
Oh, so yeah. It starts at the beginning.
Of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The first creatures.
The first class, he was like,
the
all
Mongols.
Right. So you guys have heard of the Big Bang, right?
Oh, I thought
well, I've got a theory about it. And then we watched an episode of the Big Bang Theory, and he was like, all right, you guys can go.
Okay.
Tristan, what are you excited for?
Well, I'm really excited for meeting all these new people, really showing them, giving it my all, and just having some pep in my step for the new year and the coming education that's coming towards me. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me all the support up until now.
When you say giving them your all, can you give me $20?
Well, when I say my all, I mean like all of my money. So like it's kind of, you know, in between that
can you give me like all your money then?
Well, like the thing is there is that like you kind of caught me, but like I kind of have to do this. But I'm just saying like, please don't ask that because I have to give you all my money.
You said you were looking forward to it.
I know, but like
of your liver? I need it. I used all of my liver and I really need it.
Oh, man. I should not have gone into this, but yes, I'm gonna have to do that. But just let, I'm just gonna let you know, I really don't want
to give it to me.
To give it to you, but it, like, honestly, and I right, have to. If
now
you ask
you're
me.
Just being rude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just being upfront and being honest. What's honest? What's rude about being honest these days?
Like, now I sort of feel bad about taking your liver, but like, I think I need it more than you.
Well, that's where you're. I mean, like, I can't say no, but I really, really want to.
I think this is a plot of Ella Enchanted.
Is it?
Yeah.
We all know. We all know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a thing. Is it she can't say no?
She has to, like, do whatever she's told.
Gross.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
What if somebody was like, hey, your friends are all jumping off a cliff. You should, too.
They didn't get
it. Did that happen in that movie? I remember she just danced.
There's a
lot
of
giant.
Dancing. Yeah.
That's,
I've never seen this movie.
You've never seen it?
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
And
Hugh Dancy.
Well, yeah, that explains the dancing scene.
Yeah, because he's always
so dancy.
Mini Driver's
in it.
Is there a driving scene?
No.
Okay.
No, that's the Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Oh. Mini Driver is like a smaller version of the Baby Driver.
That's even smaller.
Yeah.
It's only 20 minutes long.
Yeah. And everyone's smaller. It's like, it's an interesting take.
Yeah, they run around on their little baby legs.
Yeah, it's kind of like how Evil Dead 2 made Evil Dead again. It's kind of like that.
Is that Evil Dead 2? They make the same movie again?
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I don't care.
I love it.
Really cared about that one. Should we go to a QLB? Speaking of being back to school.
We should go to a QLB because I believe after the break we have another guest popping by.
All right.
We have another guest popping by. I'm not sure if that's audible at all.
No, it wasn't. This song is called Danny
Nedelko.
Nedelko. It's by the band Idols.
From their new album, Act. Sorry.
Act is the joy of resistance. Bye, everybody.
The A, the N, the A. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd. The year is 2124. Civilization as you know it is gone. The last remaining archive of Vancouver's music, art, and underrepresented issues is the September 2018 issue of a magazine called Discorder. 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 The September issue of Discorder is out now. This month, there are pieces on Andrea Warner, the author of Buffy St. Marie's authorized biography, Commercial Drag, a weekly drag show for anyone and everyone, music features with local bands Landline and Board Decor, an art feature by Nada Hayek, live reviews of Ponderosa Festival, and Poetry is Bad for You, and of course, reviews of new albums, podcasts, and books. Thank you to our advertisers, The Rio, Blueprint, The Cinematheque, The Rickshaw Theater, East Van Graphics, SFU, Timber Concerts, the Vancouver International Film Festival, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, and the AMS.
Hey, we are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9. This is not a thing we're doing now. Talking at the same time. So this is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on the Unceded Territory of the Musqueam People. We being Jack.
Hi.
And
Tristan.
Hi.
Hi.
And Angela.
Hi.
Have been talking about back to school. So we've been talking about before this, we also talked about the news. Some stuff was going on there. We did a cool, rousing number of schools back for summer.
Speaking of which, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I left the tab open that you were illegally playing this song from.
Hmm?
The School's Out for Summer instrumental. There are three comments.
Cool.
None of them earlier than 3 months ago. 2 years ago, somebody, Raven Richards, wrote, "This song is the best thing that ever happened to me, period."
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. 3 months.
I feel bad for that guy.
I know. 3 months ago, Miguel Poop wrote.
Poop?
Poop.
Oh, geez, Miguel.
From the thumbnail, looks like a woman named Miguel wrote, oh, no.
Just wrote no?
No.
Hmm.
And then a year ago,
Bibliotech
no DSA, so the Democratic Socialist Alliance
of the library,
wrote, nice work.
Oh.
Some real varied opinions on this karaoke track of School's Out for Summer.
One song changed his life. One guy, his life was changed. Miguel, just no. I don't even believe.
Oh, no, no, thank you.
I don't even believe there was a question asked in the song.
Yeah.
And then this other one was just kind of, not a review, but just saying good work. which I guess is kind of a review.
Yeah, good work.
So how are you, Angela?
How are you, Angela? Explain to me how you are, Angela.
Through a process of pneumatic tubes, messages are sent in between all of my appendages, and that's how I'm Angela O'Donnell.
Angelo?
Yeah. Angela O'Donnell.
Cool. We also, someone wandered in.
Somebody sauntered in here.
They have not said anything yet, but
I'm not sure what gender this person is.
Well, that's you can't just say that, Jack. You
said they. I'm not sure.
True.
I don't think that's an objectionable thing to say.
No, that's true. But I just felt like that. Just felt a little weird in front of them.
It's the radio.
I don't know if you can ask them. You can act like they're not here.
Well, they're hiding under the table, man.
All right, you can get out in front of the table.
Yeah.
So who are you? What's your name? And Jack wants to know your gender.
I'm Sammy. I also don't know my gender. If anyone can figure it out for me, please tell me.
Whoa.
You want to take a stab in the dark?
I don't know if I can take that stab because I'm getting very varied messages too. Like, I understand why you're confused.
Yeah.
I took a stab in the dark once and my dad had his appendix out, so.
That was very, very quick.
Yeah. Poor guy.
So Sammy, why have you made your way onto this radio show? What is because this is, we didn't invite you. You just kind of walked in.
Yeah, I did. It's because the spirit of back to school, I have a really important message for everyone that everyone needs to get involved in this immediately.
What okay. You yeah, hear this it? Sounds good. This sounds
good.
Because
you have good. To hear it.
I'm glad that
we
let them in.
I locked the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. There's a lock at the door. Yeah. Okay. So I guess we're kind of
barricaded. I guess we're going to hear it now.
All right. So what's that?
Okay. So when you go back to school, it's like you spent all your money over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing summer things, which cost money, obviously. So,
obviously, yes.
What do you do to make more money?
Work.
Yeah. But what if you were your own boss?
Ooh.
How would you like to be your own boss with my way?
What's my way? So
is
that's
like
not
not the Frank Sinatra
song. Yeah,
I was
about to say there's a Frank Sinatra song.
It's a company. We sell lifestyle
lifestyles?
Help.
Lifestyle help?
Yes. Anything you can think of that will help your life, we got it. We got it in our garages. We sell it. We help people. All we want to do is help people, and it's about the helping. It's not about the money. Am I right? But you can make money.
Okay. Well, you just threw a lot on us, Sammy.
How many people work in this organization?
Right now, we have about five people other than me working in this organization.
And you have everything I could ever need.
Everything you could ever need in a series of bottles, packages, bags of tea, anything you could ever want.
Can I run some things by you? Why don't you tell me some things that you have?
And what could be in a bag of tea other than tea?
Yeah.
You have no idea. We have
that's why I asked.
Yeah. our tea bags have caffeine pills crushed up in them.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wait,
do I put those in hot water?
Yes. You just.
See, I've been swallowing
you just
my tea bags
them in
whole.
Hot water. And
oh, man.
It has also vitamin B12 and B6 pills also crushed up.
If
lots of vitamins.
If I have two B6 pills, can I skip the B12?
No.
Okay.
Wait, this is sort of sounding similar to like a Red Bull. Why should I have your product?
Because it's tea.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better. Fair. It's hot.
I could just boil Red Bull and be like a hot Dr. Pepper.
Actually, if you boil a Red Bull, it will reduce into a yellow syrup that is then radioactive once you boil off all the water.
That
makes
sense.
It's a whole scientific process. Don't ask me how. It's very complicated. Read a journal.
I think it's a journal? Like someone's journal?
Like a scientific journal.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Look it up.
I read my journal every day.
Yeah, because you cry. You read the day before, you cry, you realize this happened. Sammy, we're just gonna have a little quick little conversation with between the three of us here. Hey, Jack and Angela.
Yeah.
This seems kind of like weird.
Yeah, I want to know how this comes. Like, what do we have to put into it if we want to be our own boss? Honestly, I'm on the fence about being my own boss as it is, because I get yelled at a lot at work because I'm pretty incompetent. So,
and who's going to yell at you? Do I have to yell at myself?
Yeah, because do I have to stand in the mirror and berate myself? Because again, happens a lot anyway. I guess I'd be qualified.
Yeah, then. That's one thing too. It's like, and then who's going to tell me, hey, your taxes are due, you know, these things. Like, hey, you got to wash like all your body, not just your feet.
Yeah. You got to put on a t-shirt and underwear, not just one or the other.
Yeah, there's
pants
together.
Would be nice too.
Yeah. Who's going to, if I'm my own boss, who's going to say that?
Yeah. Do I have to set up phone or my, all right.
Okay,
anyway,
let's, when we go back let's and see what's next. So Sammy, you also.
One big question.
Yeah.
What's your name short for? I feel like that may help with the the gender question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Samuela.
Ooh. Samuela.
Yeah.
There was a, I had a.
Is your last name DeVille?
No.
Okay.
Seville.
Oh, like
Samuela
city.
Seville. Wow. Okay.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, like the city.
Are you Spanish?
No.
Oh, you just like that. Did you name yourself that?
No.
Oh.
My parents named me that.
That, I guess that makes sense.
Did your parents like that city? What are their last names? Is it something different?
DeVille.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, their last names are...
What's your mom's name?
Lyra.
Lyra. Like the Greek money?
Yes.
Cool.
Like the currency of Turkey, Lebanon, ancient Greece, all that. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So
somebody knows more facts than old Tristan here.
I know a lot of facts, including about my way.
Okay, yes, my way, which is why you're here.
Can I get some lira on my way?
Yeah, actually, we can sell you currency. We are also a currency exchange company.
Oh, wow. Okay. This they really do have everything you could need.
Everything for your lifestyle.
Yeah. I feel like. So what do I have to do to get involved? What's the next step? Because honestly, if I'm being honest with you, I'm 100% interested. You can have my credit card right now, but...
I'm very interested as well. You can have all my all my credit card information except for one piece of information, and that's up to you, which one you don't get. So whether the expiry date, whether the little number on the back of the card, or the actual...
You can just like drop like the last one number of the credit card. It's fine. It doesn't matter. We'll take it anyway.
That seems like a good deal because like what could have like... There's
no
options.
There's no way she'd be able to figure that out.
Because you'd have to go through them all and then... Yeah.
All nine... 10 possibilities, all 10 possibilities. It's fine.
Wow. So, okay, my way, you also said it's something that could make us money. I'm curious about that because usually when you're selling things, you lose money. Like, or when you're buying things, I should say, you lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're selling things, that's when you gain money. So I'm wondering where the money making? Where's the moolah? Show me the money, as Jerry Seinfeld once said. I think that was his.
Yes, that was a quote directly from Jerry Seinfeld, written by Larry David.
Show me the money!
So,
that's him on the phone. Jerry?
Hello?
Oh, your voice changed.
Bye!
Bye! Oh, wow, Jerry Seinfeld just called in. That was so crazy.
So in order to make the money, all you have to do is go to a licensed seller of My Way products. And
would one person happen to be sitting in this room right now?
Yes, okay. I am a licensed seller of My Way lifestyle products. Anyway, if you would stop interrupting me.
No thanks.
Okay.
Jack, shut up.
So from me, you can buy a starter pack where you can sell those items. They're sold to you at wholesale prices. And you buy them and sell them to other people. And you can also give them starter packages. And if you get like five friends to buy starter packages from you, you're making a lot of money because they have to keep on buying supplies from you. Wholesale prices, sure, but it's money, okay? You can make up to like $20 a week doing this.
This is sounding kind of similar to Amway. And I've had my trouble with Amway. How do I know that this is different?
We are not at all associated with Amway. In fact, we have sued them for using a name that is one letter off from ours.
Interesting.
Yeah. And also, they don't have the same business model as us.
You said that you buy a starter pack for wholesale, and then you have to sell them for wholesale.
Yes.
Where am I making money here?
You make money from recruiting other people to work below you and buy supplies from you. Once you buy a starter pack, that's your beginning. And then you start to buy products wholesale from the person above
you.
You're
saying wholesale.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much
is
a starter pack?
A starter pack starts at $50, and it's $100 value. So it's a 50% difference wholesale versus retail price.
I don't know enough about money to dispute any of this.
And I do.
So I'm liking this.
Me too.
Angela, what do you think?
How did you get into this business?
My aunt actually is a My Way seller. She is making over $100,000 a year being a My Way retail seller. And I figured, why not? If she can do it, I can too. And look at me now. I'm making $50 a week doing this. I'm really doing well. I'm 21 years old, and I'm doing great.
How many hours of work would an interested party usually have to put in to, like, yeah, to this per week?
It depends on how you're selling it. Okay. If you're like selling it on Facebook and like writing copy, however long it takes you to write some copy for your Facebook or Twitter page. If you're going door to door, it'll obviously be a little longer because most people don't want to buy anything at their door. People are very like, don't come to my door. It's 2018. What are you doing? Or if you're like going to a family event, I don't know, count that as work time, kind of. You're your own boss. It doesn't matter how many hours you put into it because you're making money your way with My Way.
Okay. So you're saying I should go to a family event, be like, hey, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around what it is that you're selling. And I know you said it's everything, but I don't know how to tell that. I don't know how to sell that.
What's the elevator pitch?
Yeah, give us, because you are obviously the expert. So give us maybe a quick little like a 10-second, hey, this is why.
Do you want some backing music that you can maybe sell to? Here,
yeah,
one
that'd
second.
Be
yeah, let Jack figure that out.
Let me just
out.
Find something.
Angela, are you getting interested in this at all?
I'm getting pretty interested. I think I want to hear about the people you've already recruited.
Yeah, that's a really good inquiry.
Both.
Yeah, I have recruited two people below me. One of them is also making $50 a week. The other one's making $100 a week because they have good connections. It's tough being an entrepreneur out there, but you know, once you get it, you know.
Yeah. Wow, I love the spirit of you know, like this kind of modern look at the world of entrepreneurship. I think it's really inspiring. Jack, did you find some
I did.
Music?
This song is by Lo-Fi Hip Hop Radio, Beats to Relax /Study 2. So if you're ready, I can get this started. We can get going.
Okay.
Here we are.
Have you been feeling down lately? Have you been feeling anxious, depressed? Just upset with no real reason? You have nowhere to go, nobody will help you, and you just feel like breaking down? Well,
I feel like that's 10 seconds.
You know what? Yeah. I have more.
Yeah. Oh, you had, okay, well,
I guess we can extend it. This is a long elevator
Please
ride.
Extend it.
Is this part of the pitch?
Yes.
Press more buttons on the elevator.
I think that you should try My Way. It changed my life. I have been healthier, happier, and more productive than I've ever been with My Way. Supplements, tea, books, everything you could ever want in a lifestyle brand, we've got it. And plus, you have the opportunity to be your own boss by being a licensed seller of My Way.
Ooh.
Improve everyone's life around you with My Way.
Wow.
All right, that's all the time we have. That song was I Wonder If We're Dead by Evie.
Fair.
Which, honestly, at the start of that pitch, I did.
But it then once I slowly opened up.
Really,
and
became more alive. Really went into top gear here.
Yeah, so we're getting out of the elevator now. Ka-ching, sold. That's what I would say in that situation.
Yeah, it was a really long elevator ride. It was about 30 floors, I think. But are you happy that you got to the 30th floor?
Uh-huh, because I now I can see the whole city.
But there's no down elevator. Can My Way sell me a parachute that I can get down with?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A My Way parachute. It's branded with our logo.
Is everything?
Yes.
Sweet. What does the logo look like? Can you describe it to me?
It's Times New Roman font in navy
font.
Blue.
Okay.
And it says My Way. Capital M and capital W. My Way. Have it your way.
Great. I like it.
Great. That's a great
is it, is
that's
it
a great
all
day.
Is it all the same size font? And
yes.
Is there any punctuation?
No, we don't. We think that punctuation is frivolous at My Way.
Okay.
We're actually very opposed to punctuation. Don't ask me about it ever again.
Ooh. So if I was just...
Jackie, hit her. Runner.
Sorry. I'm careful. Just going to maybe bring it up again.
Yeah.
if I was to see this on like a t-shirt, as I'm assuming you sell, because you sell everything, it would just say, my way, have it your way.
Yes. Okay. In Times New Roman in navy blue font. Also 11-point font.
11-point font.
People really have to be interested. And once they're interested, like once they're passionate enough, they're going to want to be part of my way. And they're going to want to have it their way.
And if not, get out of our way. I'm in, to be honest.
I'm in up until the last number of my credit card.
Okay.
Which I
deal.
Think,
okay. I think they can figure that out easy enough. It's usually 7.
Yeah, it's always 7.
Yeah.
Angela, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty into it. I think I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You guys want to buy a starter pack? Hmm. Each of you?
Jack,
do you take traveler's checks?
Yes.
I only have lira. Is that going to be a problem?
Yes.
Can you exchange currencies?
Yeah, we're a currency exchange. I already told you this. How could you have forgotten?
Okay.
Seriously.
I don't think.
What am I doing here? I can't believe I came in here.
It's okay. You can stay. Jack's just being a bit ridiculous.
All right.
I don't think I'm gonna get this job, man.
What? Yeah, you're screwing the interview. You're screwing it over.
How do I get this job?
You have to go in with like a compliment or like something, a fact about yourself that's really interesting.
Okay.
I
think I know
one. Okay, cool.
I'm scared of birds.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think that was really vulnerable of you, and I applaud you. That's a great first step.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, it worked.
I did it your way, and then went back into my way.
Well, why don't we go to a quick little break? We're going to exchange some credit card information with Samuela Seville here. And
I think it's Samula.
Samula. Radio Pizza Party's gonna be Radio Glitzy Party. Because it's gonna be glitz and glamour.
You're making so much moolah. You're making Buco Dolores in this episode.
It's gonna turn from radio to television. I don't know.
All
right.
Let's go to a break.
This next song.
This next song is by Bored Decor. It's called No Love in Romance, bracket. The album it's from is called The Color Red.
Yeah. You fool.
I'm the fool. Bye.
Keeps me humble.
BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Sugar, let's get it on. Hi, we're back with Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9. We've been talking about back to school with Miami, Tristan.
Miami, I'm Jack.
I'm Angela. I'm Sammy.
Yes, Sammy was here pitching My Way, which is a, I think, like, what do they call it? A multi-tiered marketing company, which
actually we're a ziggurat shaped company.
What's a ziggurat?
A ziggurat. It's an ancient structure that is vaguely triangular. It's very important to us that you refer to us as that.
Okay, it's a ziggurat scheme. A ziggurat.
Don't call it a scheme.
It's legally not a scheme.
It's a ziggurat business.
We're both involved, yes, in this now, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to contextualize it for the listeners. So we got a ziggurat, which sounds a lot like cigarette, which is probably making Jack want to go leave the studio and puff a few. He's so addicted.
I want to smoke a cigarette. I'd like to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking back to school.
Talking back to school. Cool.
Samuela, are you in school currently?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying?
Human geography.
Oh,
creative,
whoa,
writing.
Whoa, this is like a real.
Whoa.
Wow. So you're... That's so cool. What's your least favorite part of both?
Good question. I think human geography is just like the department here is really like world renowned and therefore difficult. Mm. And creative writing, the fact that they rejected me,
ooh,
from the major. That's what I dislike about them.
But luckily you got this multi-tiered or this cigarette marketing thing
it's
going on.
It's a cigarette company.
Yeah. It is not a cigarette company. We do not sell cigarettes, Jack.
Tobacco, though, at all?
Why did I invest in this?
Any sort of, like, tobacco?
No tobacco. That's bad for you. Don't ever.
I think we might need a tobacco plan.
We know that's where all the money is going these days.
Yeah, speaking of tobaccos, we have a listener question with a theme song. Good theme song. I'm on board. All right, I'll read it out. Hey, RPP. I have some interpersonal beefs I need advice on.
How do you know what their voice sounds like?
I do the same voice for everybody. So last week I came into work and I noticed that my printed had been loaded with baked beans instead of paper. I obviously got really mad, but none of my coworkers would tell me who did it. The next day, not only had the paper been replaced with baked beans, but the whole computer, my coat, And the picture of my great-grandfather that I pray to daily had what?
Been replaced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think is what he's trying to say.
I guess
this guy's stressed out. Yeah.
All right, I'll go back into it. Mm-hmm. How should I go about finding the culprit of this and making my workplace baked bean free? Regards, F-R-E-E-G.
Freak?
Freak! I guess he wanted us to yell
it. Yeah, because it's in capital.
How do you think we go around?
Okay, so freak. Angela, what do you think? What do you think?
I think what you should do is I think you should invite your coworkers to a bonfire. And then I think at the bonfire, you should just have a really chill time. And you should establish that you're actually just like a chill person. You know? They like, I think if they get to know you, they won't be so mean to you. And if they're still mean to you, you can just push them in the fire.
Wow, that's a good point.
I would say that this person is probably leaving baked beans because they want you to... You, Freak, I'm guessing that you don't like baked beans. That's why I would assume...
I hope. Because if you should be looking at this as a blessing.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be getting this question.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be having beef. He'd be having pork and beans.
Mm. And on toast.
Why do I think this person wants you to do the person who's beaning you, as I'd like to say, beaning you around the head, is I would say that you should eat baked beans very publicly and then see who nods slowly. Because that's the person you're looking for. The person going...
Okay.
Yes, he's eating the beans.
Well, that then leads me to worry that the beans have been tampered with.
Somehow. No. You bring your own beans.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you scoop them off of what used to be your printer with your bare hand.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that would be very not normal.
I also follow questions like, were the beans in the shape of a printer?
That's a good question. Were they frozen?
Yeah. Was this a frozen chunk of beans that were poured into a printer-shaped mold?
Sammy, how do you think? What do you think?
I think that this calls for a more positive approach. I think when life gives you beans, wear it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like put them in your pockets?
Yeah. I mean, eat them, print with them. I'm sure you can print ink on beans.
I'm sure that's very possible.
I think that they should just maybe accept it. Sometimes things hit us in life, and we have to go with the beans. It's fine.
You have to make bean aid.
Yes, you have to put the beans in a blender with sugar and water and drink it, and your problems will be solved.
Ugh.
That's gross.
That sounds delicious.
Should we close up the mailbag?
Well, okay, so yeah. My final thoughts. Freak, stop being such a freak and...
learn to live with it?
Learn to live with it.
Yeah. I'd say flush this coward out.
Flesh?
Flush.
Oh.
Flush this coward out. Really get to know them. Find out...
How do we know they're a coward?
Because if this person really wanted them to like beans, they'd say... Hey, Freak, eat these beans, man. Or I'm going to replace your great-granddad with a picture frame that I've filled with beans and frozen.
What if the beans were in the...
in the shape of his granddad?
Yeah.
What if it was a life-size sculpture of his granddad?
I would almost be impressed and happy.
Me too. And it talked like his granddad.
And it was like a Jack Frost bean dad, great-granddad.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, son, it's me, but don't let me melt.
Yeah.
And then the son has to hide it from everyone.
But he talked like you'd imagine a thing of beans to talk. Like it sounded like he was bubbling.
And it was Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
All right. That has been
let's close
listener
up the
questions.
It's been listener questions.
Freak. Greats.
Greats. This is an episode of One of the Greats.
One of the Greats. Okay, so we've been discussing back to school kind of we've been discussing it, I think I would say, in detail and solely. What are some things that you guys like to make sure that you have before you go back to school?
Pens.
I like to make sure that I have my student card. Every summer I put it somewhere hidden. Just so I like forget that school exists, and then I make sure I find it.
How hidden are we talking? Are we talking like buried in the woods? Are we talking like in a shoe that you don't wear very often?
Normally, I give it to a friend, and they have to hide it for me.
Sort of like a scavenger hunt.
Do you get this friend to make clues for you? Like, have you ever had maybe the principal of your school hide it for you? And then when you find it, he gives you a puppy? Something like that?
Angela O'Donnell, there is a puppy here for you. I heard you love him. He's your favorite creature. Thank you.
Quick on the draw there, principal. Thank you. Where?
Yes.
This whole idea baffles me. Sammy, what do you do when you're going back to school?
You mean like before school starts or home at school? What did you just say?
What do you bring to school?
I like to bring my MyWay supplements and my MyWay tea bags. And then I also like to bring a whole desktop monitor with me just in case, because laptops are too small. I think bringing a duffel case with my Apple G3 monitor from 1997.
Is that the colorful one?
Yes. Nice. It is amazing. It's very heavy, but it is worth it to take to school. And people talk to you. That's the only way I made friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you kind of roll it around? That's what I'd do because of the round edges of it. I just roll it down Main Mall. Kick it like a bowling ball.
Yeah. Like sometimes I have it in a duffel bag and I like hurt my shoulders with it, or I'll like put it on a dolly and just like push it ahead of me, like keep it going. It's kind of like when you have like a bunch of cyclists and everyone kind of like just moves out of the way. They like part like the Red Sea. That's what happens when I push a dolly with an Apple G3 down Main Mall.
What happens if you need to connect to the internet?
There's Ethernet ports. Hmm. Trust me, there are.
Nice. You installed some.
Yes, I drilled holes in the wall and connected to the internet through wires, and now everything is capable for me. I'm capable of doing anything.
Spoken like a true electrician. That was very technical. I almost got lost.
Yeah, I was an electrician in my past life.
Whoa. You had what else? Past life.
Is this something that MyWay has informed you of? Like, did they take you to a retreat maybe and tell you about things that they couldn't possibly have known unless they'd stolen your wallet?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of, I guess you could call them psychics, or people who just, they know the past, the future, they know everything. They know everything about you. It's absolutely amazing. It's unbelievable. I trust everything they tell me.
In counterpoint, it's not that hard to know the past. They write books about it.
You know what, Jack? What about the past of your own life? Not everyone knows that.
Well, I write books about it and I publish them.
Oh, okay.
You got a regular Carl Ove Knausgård.
Yeah, they're called My Struggle. Not in the Hitler way, in the Norwegian author way.
Still sounds Hitler-y.
Was he a Nazi, Tristan?
Carl Ove Knausgård?
You read all his books all the time.
Who, Hitler?
Yeah.
No, Hitler was definitely a Nazi, and I don't read his books.
That's good.
Wow, I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Like every other time. You just show us how beautiful a radio show is. If you just listen. Sometimes you just gotta listen, and the people will come to you, and they'll tell you things about the world.
And the world we all live in, the world we share.
And build it together, sound it forever.
We're not doing this. So what's the last thing you'd put in your backpack before you leave the house?
Ice cream. Baked beans.
It's you! You're the baked bean bandit.
Angela Donnelly found a backpack full of baked beans and ice cream. We're pretty sure it's yours. Thank you.
Cool. Well, I think we've covered what we all do at school now.
Did you guys ever get called down to the principal's office?
Yes.
I remember in high school, on April Fool's, they went and bought a pencil case. They put a bunch of pens in it, and they wrote a name on it. They wrote somebody's name on it, and they give it to the principal's office. They say, hey, I just found this in a classroom. And the principal, or the receptionist, no word of a lie, gets on the intercom and says,
will Mike Hunt come down to the office? We have your pencil case. Mike Hunt.
Oh, God.
Was a real thing that happened? I'm not kidding about that one, as much as Tristan might think I'm a liar.
A similar thing happened in my high school when they said it was a guy, someone's birthday. Yeah. Because they do birthday announcements.
Oh, what kind of weird backwoods school did you go to?
If you ask the receptionist or like the people doing the announcements.
The receptionist. Is that I guess, yeah.
Or the admin person, yeah. You know, whatever, whoever's duty is to make the announcements. If you said, hey, it's my friend's birthday, can you shout him out? Give him a shout out. And then they did the classic Michael Hunt trick.
Good one. They said Michael?
Really? I know they ruined it.
That really sucks the fun out of the room, doesn't it?
Sam, you said you've been called down to the principal's office. What happened?
Yeah, I was suspended in grade 7.
For what? Whoa. Who'd you kill?
Not myself. Not anyone else. I did not kill anyone. Legally not allowed to say what I was suspended for. All I can tell you is I was in grade 7. I got suspended. I cried.
Wait, legally? We're going to hear some off-air conversation. Then,
the fugitive stuff here.
The way I got out of it is my mom came to bring me lunch, and then she found out I was suspended, and then she was like, hey, can you not do that to the principal? And then I was unsuspended.
Were you currently beating the principal with something? And he's like, you're suspended!
No, but I actually did teach the principal how to use Facebook when I was being suspended. He literally did not know how to navigate Facebook, and I, a 12-year-old, was able to do that.
Wait, while you
oh,
were
wait,
being
no, I was
suspended.
11. My bad.
While you
I'm
were
just
going to
send you a suspension notification here. Well, can you show me what's the suspension button?
Hey, my impression. My name is Michael Hunt. What the heck?
Ah, what the?
That's so rude. When I was a kid, I set my name on Facebook as Stupididiot because I had no self-respect.
Well, when we're talking, I guess, about Facebook blunders at a young age, I think I might have said this on air before, but I'll bring it up again. I made a Facebook page that was R.I.P. Tristan Wheeler. And apparently I was like, haha, I'm dead, you know, on the comments. Like, I was obviously not dead in my eyes.
But, in your eyes, everybody else. Like,
but
yes.
Someone apparently called my dad being like, oh, my God, what happened to Tristan? And then he got very, probably the maddest he's ever been at anything. But that's not what I'm doing this back to school season, because I'm ready to give it my all and prep it up and tell the bullies how to put it in their place.
How to put what in their place?
It.
Oh, no. All right, should we start a little game?
Why don't we start a little game? This is a new game.
New game. Let me say it, man. I'm running the show tonight.
Good. Angela says she has to leave soon.
In 8 minutes. This
she has to leave in 20 minutes.
This is called What Would You Do?
Hidden cameras on. For a coffee shop catastrophe. A cup of coffee, $1.50. This painting, $5,000.
This is nice.
Oh! These reactions, priceless. When a coffee klutz spills the beans.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Who spills it on her?
We're in this together.
How did we do it? It has nothing to do with us.
But if we split it, ways.
Plus, it's a different kind of picture that's getting...
All right, let's cut that one out. This is What Would You Do?
What would you do? Where we discuss... what you would do.
Things that you would or wouldn't do.
Yeah, so the point of this game is we give you a scenario, and you would say what you'd do in that. Jack, do you want to go through the first scenario?
Yeah. All right, this one is called... This one's called... Oh, sorry.
Jeez, I thought you had a Red Bull today. You're
yawning? I did. Red Bulls make me sleepy.
Normal. That's a normal reaction.
You see a person fall on the sidewalk. What would you do?
Angela?
I would probably ask them if they are okay, and if they are okay, I'd tweet about it, that I saw someone fall on the sidewalk.
What would the tweet say?
OMG, I just saw someone fall on the sidewalk, and then the surprise emoji.
I can tell you what Tristan would say if he tweeted about it.
What?
I just saw some LOL, I just saw some idiot fall on the sidewalk. XX, I hope he's hurt. Kissy, kissy, kissy emoji.
That is kind of my... Like, that's not far from what I do in that situation on Twitter.
Yes, I know.
Samuela Seville / DeVille / many different ills. Licensed to ill. What would you do in that situation?
I would ask them if I can help them up, And I would try to sell them some supplements because they obviously need some help. If they have been hurt, they need supplements to help them grow their muscles back and their bones back. And I can help them.
Do you guys
very altruistic.
Do you guys think that if we paved the streets with trampolines, people would fall down less?
That's like a poem. That was like a Maya Angelou.
Thank
you. I love that.
And now I know why the trampoline bounces. Yes, that's a poem.
People would fall through the springs and hurt their legs, and that was always the worst part of it.
No. Like, it's not multiple trampolines; it's one big trampoline, the whole city.
But then, if like one person jumps, everyone is just falling.
Ooh, what if someone gets like a centuple bounce?
Yikes!
There's another trampoline on the sky.
Whoa! We got a ring a ding ding. Well, I believe Angela has to go.
Bye, Angela. Angela, give us some final words. Give us four final words.
Happy grapes wedding night.
Give us four better final words. Maybe some that make sense.
Oh, like you want me to say a like sentence a, like of four
a,
words?
Yeah, like a goodbye, not just four random words.
No. Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
All right, perfect.
Thank you, Angela.
Angela's off to the island.
Off to the island to hang out with family and stuff.
No.
She says no. Friends. Kimberly, she's not coming out to see you.
No.
What did she say just now off mic?
Yeah,
that she hated Kimberly?
She said she
she said that she calls her burly in her spare time.
Love you. Love you, Kimberly.
Bye, Burly. All right. Here's your next what would you do? Your WWYD. A guy walks into a pet store and steals a birdcage. He looks at you and says, "I'll remember your goddamn face." And he walks out with it. What would you do?
That sounds like the setup for a joke. A guy walks into a pet store.
And he steals a birdcage.
But then he says, "I'll remember your face," which is kind of an intimidation factor.
I thought it was a flirtation factor.
Oh, you think he's flirting with you?
Yeah, he's like, "If I see you here next time, I'll steal you one." I'd throw my number at him.
You would?
Yeah.
I think that's a safe move. I mean, shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'd shoot it out of a gun at him.
Oh, like a money gun?
Yeah.
Like just multiple pieces of paper with your number
on it? With my number written on them. I have 1,000. 1,000 at a time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Me personally, I would, what would I do in that situation? Well, first I'd grab the phone to call the police. He'd look me in the eyes. He'd just be like, he'd shake his head. "No, man, don't do it." And then I'd grab the phone, break it in half and be like, "Get out of here, you scum."
You'd break your phone in half with your bare hands?
Yeah.
What kind of phone is this?
Hmm?
What kind of phone?
Like a regular phone.
Like a rotary phone?
Like a regular phone.
Okay.
Just like a normal phone.
Cool. Can you call people with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Short and long distance.
Yeah. Whoa.
Samuela.
Yeah. I would rip what he thought my face was off, but it turns out it was a silicone mask.
Wow. Face off.
Just to like freak him out. And then I would leave out the back room and get a face transplant immediately because he will remember my second face.
That's true. So you kind of have like do a double blind there almost.
Yeah, just to like fake him out almost. Mm-hmm. And then like when he's like, "Excuse what?" Yeah. Then I leave and he doesn't notice me leave.
He just doesn't notice you.
Yeah, because he's too busy being like, "Wait, what just happened?"
That's true. You got the shock and awe face stuff. Facey.
Speaking of which, have you ever seen the movie Face Off?
Yes, of course I've seen the movie Face Off.
Cool.
That's the one where they take the faces and they put it on the other guy. And they walk around, but for some reason the rest of the body, completely like the other actor.
No. Weird.
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 Why don't we pick apart Face Off and how unrealistic it is?
Yeah. All right, let's not do that. Here's another WWYD.
Mm-hmm.
A weed. Your best friend says they want to drive a lot of alcohol and then get into the driver's seat of a motor vehicle. / What would you do?
Ooh. Also, I want to say you use punctuation in front of Sammy and Rachel.
Oh, no.
I'm incredibly offended by your use of punctuation.
Do I need to say another, like, embarrassing fact about myself?
It's fine. Whatever. I don't like care anymore, Jack.
I feel like I probably...
Yeah, probably
yeah that should. Sounded mad.
Here, yeah, that sounded like I'm not mad, but then...
Yeah, here, do you want to fill some space while I think
yeah,
it's something to say?
Yeah, so Jack is... This is work. So, Sammy, how's it going?
It's going.
Do you think... Jack's a good guy, though.
I mean...
Yeah, I think he...
I really don't know. I don't
like,
know.
I think he didn't really mean what he said.
I'm self-conscious about how long my arms are.
There you go. Am I back in the
Yeah, good I mean, you showed vulnerability, and I mean, I can't say no to vulnerability. That's just, like, the most important thing about my way, you know? Have it your way. You got to be vulnerable.
My way, have it your way.
I like that. Okay, cool. So you're back in the good books, Jack.
Oh, sweet. I love
For
books.
Now.
I love books. Oh, no.
What?
There's a lot of punctuation in. Oh, I said. You know what? Screw this. I'll get out of my way. I'll get
You're
out of my
own leaving my way?
I'm leaving my way.
Sam, you can't let this happen.
You already signed the contract. You can't leave.
I didn't read this contract. Let me just take a gander.
Okay, he's like checking out that.
All right, it says.
Maybe if you have anything interesting, let me know because I'm kind of getting nervous now.
All right, it says first term. We now own all your pets. Tristan, how's that for you?
I don't have any. Do plants count as pets?
Yes.
Damn it. Okay, yeah.
All right, number two. Your girlfriend isn't going to cook very good food anymore. What the hell?
Damn it. My girlfriend cooks good food.
Yeah. Number three. Your boyfriend, on the other hand, he's about to become a chef.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm
looking forward. A lot of polyamorous people in this community?
Yeah, actually. Most of us are.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Do I have to as well?
You don't have to. It just... It's whatever you want. It's your way, okay? You have it your way, at my way, okay?
Okay, fair.
Yeah. This is slowly turning into the McDonald's, like, what was that? Is that the McDonald's
it was
thing?
Burger King.
Burger King, yeah.
Come
We've
on.
Actually sued Burger King for stealing our slogan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're a very litigious organization.
Please don't call us litigious.
I feel like I'm going to be on the sharp end of a pointy stick.
Term number 400. If you sue us... We'll sue you four times.
The classic counter sue, triple sue, quadruple.
Yeah. And that's all of it.
That's so there's
three terms.
And then goes
and
right
then
to 400.
Skips to 400.
So I'm worried that those other.
Well, the other ones are in white ink. So I couldn't really read them. Mm. And it's not like a computer where I could like highlight them. And turn.
Right.
I guess this is just how it has to be now.
Is there any way to get out of the contract, Sammy?
Like, is there a buyer's remorse clause?
You actually have to have our lawyer go through it with you, and our lawyer is Michael Cohen. Unfortunately, he's going to prison, so...
Oh, you got on the Cohen.
Yeah.
He's Cohen to prison?
He's Cohen.
He's Cohen to prison.
I was thinking, because, like, you'd think that, like, oh, his rate must be super low about now, though. So is that when you jumped on the train?
Absolutely.
But, that's, I guess you got to play the gamble.
Yeah, it was a really last-minute decision. It was kind of, like, in the whole storm of things. And then it was just like, oh, no, he's going to prison. He can't really, like, lawyer inside of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to wait until he's done and all that. And then we can go through canceling your contracts. God forbid.
Oh, you got very pointed when you said that. Well, Cohen, how do we know what Cohen's getting out of jail?
Cohen, jail time.
Sammy, do you know when Cohen's getting out of jail?
We were briefed on this, and I cannot recall the number of years currently or months.
But it's gonna be a while.
And or fines. I am not a lawyer, therefore I cannot remember numbers.
This seems very like. You're just hedging your bets here.
Okay, he agreed to not challenge a prison sentence of 43 to 63 months.
Wow, so that's a long time.
That's quite a wheel.
At least it's not years.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Truth. Hey, Mikey,
so
at least it's not years, buddy.
We only have, at minimum, almost 4 years. At maximum, over 5 years.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad when you consider, like, I feel like, I mean... I feel like I've been in prison for 5 years at this friggin' university.
Oh! And that's not just because Santa Ono put me in the brig.
Cool.
We make this so that people want to listen to it. You know that, right? That's the goal?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the...
Oh my God.
I'm going to turn off all of our mics.
I'm sure that'd be better use of people's time.
Hey, rude.
I'm not a rude boy. No, into
right.
Ska.
So let me re-say the WWYD. We only have one word to answer this one.
All right.
Your best friend says they want to drive a lot of alcohol, then get into the driver's seat of a motor vehicle, semicolon. Well, what would you do?
What was that?
No. I said semicolon. I guess I'm already trying to get out of my way.
I wonder
so.
If that cut it. I wonder if semi cut. Did you hear Jack say any punctuation?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
we're good. We're good.
Okay,
good.
Okay, good. So what would we
I
do?
Think might, I think they might be suspicious now. Whatever.
Okay, that's fine. I would say, hey, bud, you got to think about your wife and your kids. So hand me those keys and blow into this tube. That's what I'd say.
Does he have the tube on his keys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand me
I have
your
a tube.
Keys and blow into your own breathalyzer.
Well, no, it's but sorry, a tube, like an inner tube. I wanted to go for a float with him to get to his place.
Does that get the alcohol vapor out of his body?
Yeah, I think it comes out of the pores once you're near water.
Oh, thank you for teaching me that. That's really valuable.
Yeah, I read that in a science journal, which I recently started doing after you said to do that.
Oh, okay. Thank you for listening to me.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I would... Did you say, like, one-word answer, Jack?
Yeah, preferably. Tristan's breaking the rules a lot.
Wait, you said one-word answer?
I said it's a one-word answer. We only have a few minutes left.
My one word is no. Just no to everything. Please stop.
That's fair.
All right, that's been What Would You Do?
What would you
do?
Why you play that a little?
I'm good. All right, we're going to have to close up the show in a few minutes here. This has been an episode of Radio Pizza Party, the
Radio
way
Pizza.
We name we our episodes.
Is?
Stop doing that.
Okay.
Is we each say one word, and then that becomes the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Samuela, would you like to start us off?
With one word?
One word.
Record.
Producing.
Men.
And then where should we put? Angela, what was the first word she said?
Hi.
Hi, okay.
Why don't we put hers at the front because it was the first word.
Hi.
Hi, record producing men.
That's great.
That's great. All right.
All right.
We're gonna close up shop.
We're going to close up shop. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Pizza Party. We're here every week, 6 to 7:30. We're also on iTunes. So you can listen to us. We're CITR- Radio Pizza Party.
You don't have to spell out dash dash. You can also use hyphen.
Hyphen hyphen. No, one hyphen. And give us a review if you like it. Subscribe if you like it. Give us like a little star rating if you like it.
Give me a hug if you really like it.
And then we also have, what have we also been up to these days? Read the UBC.
Read the UBC. Tristan's in there a lot. I'll be in there soon. There's going to be a UBC podcast, I hope.
Announcement.
Announcement. That'll be announced soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks.
Halifax.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.